Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Carolina has a chance Saturday to knock off the eventual national champion. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. In the name of Rick Barry, what the heck is going on with Miami basketball? When Jim Larrañaga, the former Maryland and Virginia assistant from the ACC's Tobacco Road heyday, left George Mason to replace Frank Haith at Miami, I thought he was settling into his retirement job. He may have too until he took a good look at the team he was taking over. In his second season at Coral Gables, Larrañaga has what could be the biggest anomaly in the current state of college basketball, a powerhouse team with a great shot to win the NCAA tournament that has five seniors who all play. Five, count them, big men Kenny Kaiji, Reggie Johnson, and Julian Gamble, all at least 6'10 and 240 pounds, Johnson weighs in at 290, leading scorer Duran Scott, and 6'6 forward Trey McKinney-Jones. A sixth senior, Garius Adams, one of four Hurricanes from North Carolina, is out for the season with an injury. They do have a sophomore and lightning-quick point guard Shane Larkin, and junior forward Rion Brown. But this is the most senior-laden team with the highest RPI, number 2, and national ranking, number 11, you will ever see in this era of college basketball. Larrañaga lucked out by inheriting a roster of players still developing or recovering from injuries that kept them all in school. And he recruited the 5'11 Larkin, the motor that runs the Miami speed game. Does Carolina have a chance? Well, the Tar Heels played the Canes tough in Chapel Hill for 32 minutes before going ice cold at the end. Johnson did not play in that game, so they will see an even bigger Miami team that has since blown Duke out of the same gym. But still, in an 18-game ACC schedule, it will be difficult for any team to run the table. Miami still must go to Duke, where the Blue Devils will be waiting with their battle gear strapped on. The formula for a stunning upset Saturday is for Carolina to get out of the blocks really hot. Take the game away from Miami and quiet the sellout crowd. Keep the Canes from running and dunking and igniting their fans, and get to the last 8 minutes with a lead or a close game. In that scenario, the Tar Heels are built to spread the court, pull the Miami big men away from the basket, and if the shots keep going in, steal a win from what looks like the best team in the country. This is Archansky. See ya.